Morning, everyone. It is Ed Hutchinson here for Hutchinson Johnston, and it's a new Monday. It's week 24 of 2018, and actually we are not on target at the moment to hit our $60 million in sales this year that we are trying to do. However, we do actually have, I believe, about $8 million in escrow at the moment. We closed out another two last week, and we are submitting an offer on a property that is about the same value as all of our stuff in escrow at the moment. So obviously no tying ourselves to that, and actually it's not in the normal areas we service. It's very close to San Francisco, but we're really, really excited to actually be doing deals with other agents in other areas, building that network and that referral base, and also potentially doing a very high sale price and building on our number to hit our target this year. Anyway, it was a miserable weekend. Well, not miserable. It was a lovely weekend in LA, but the weather was not great. Just very overcast. Wasn't warm enough to go and sit on the beach, which I was quite looking forward to. So unfortunately, we didn't get to do that, and we've woken up on Monday morning and it is sunny and beautiful, of course, as soon as we need to go to the office. But I hope you guys had a good weekend wherever you are. We've kind of got quite a bit to be getting on with at the moment. We have quite a few deals closing in the next 2 weeks, so we are making sure that everything is there, that we don't need to get any other documents signed, that we don't need to do any further inspections before removing all contingencies, and actually just kind of making sure our clients are kept updated constantly with that. Obviously, we also need to be generating new business. We had our weekly mail out go out last week, which was great, as well as our Facebook, Instagram and Periscope live Q&A on Friday, which actually had really, really good responses. We had a lot of people tune in and watch. I've had a couple of people respond to our emails who are already kind of saying they may potentially want to work with us in the future. So that's really exciting as well. And just it's quite nice to have that reward or the result of what we're trying to do, which is to get our name out there, build a sort of community of people who are interested in real estate and actually may just want to sort of use us as a resource and kind of see what we're up to in our sort of real estate lives over here in LA. So as always, guys, if you have any questions or anything that you'd like to know from us, please do reach out. I am kind of needing to get back to the office right to the desk right now. Left a voicemail for an agent, have submitted an offer, so kind of waiting for that call back so that I can run them through the terms of the offer and the reasoning behind why we have offered what we have. I think that that's a very important thing in presenting deals. So I definitely recommend anyone who is thinking about getting into real estate, don't just fire off an email with an offer, because obviously it's a lot easier to do that and not kind of explain the situation. I always like to send the offer, call the agent instantly, and kind of, if they're not there, run them through on a voicemail why we've come up with that price and why on the terms of how quickly we want to close it. But anyway, I hope you guys are good. We'll be back tomorrow with some LA mansion tours, and so hopefully you guys can tune in. I think we'll be joined by one of our mortgage brokers as well, so it should be a great day. Hi everyone, it's Ed Hutchinson here for Hutchinson Johnston. It is actually Tuesday, and that means it is LA Mansion Tours day. We had actually a really, really great day. We weren't joined by our usual Nick, who is doing some lease showings for one of our clients, and we were not joined by Chris Ricks as well, who I believe is actually out of LA at the moment. But we were joined by Mark Van Dellen. You may have seen him in a couple of our Q&As previously. Really, really lovely guy. Great to just deal with, and actually very excited to just refer him some business in the loan space in the next couple of years. But actually he joined us. He produces some really, really cool content just about Pasadena, that kind of area where he is, and just sort of what is the local sort of go-tos and must-haves if you're kind of living in that zone. Had a really great day. We had a look at a couple of properties, slightly lower price points than we normally look at. I think the most expensive one we had a look at today was just at 18 million, and the lowest price one was 13.5, but still some great properties, all in Beverly Hills today. Hopefully you guys have the opportunity to go and check out Hutch Johnston on Instagram, and you will be able to see our walkthrough that is up for the next 24 hours. We also had another post today that's doing really well of this incredible shower, and I think it's actually up to 100,000 plus views on Instagram right now. So let us know what you think of that as well, and we would love any feedback you can give us. But obviously it's LA Mansion Tours day, so I've been running around for the last 3 hours. We actually have an offer at the moment in on a property in San Francisco for a client of ours. So waiting to hear back on the counter on that, how we're doing, and if we are close to getting that agreed, which I'm hoping that we will do. Obviously, I will then get on a plane, fly to San Francisco for the inspection period, and get the inspection done on that property. But apart from that, we actually have some showings later today. I've got a couple in the Lincoln Place Apartments with some friends who are also clients. So going to be meeting them there at 4 and 4.30. Have a 3 o'clock call with a referral program that effectively refers business across the US for different agents. And obviously, have a huge amount to do in terms terms of just getting my broker's license done, so doing some studying for that, responding to emails, and actually I've arranged a lunch with a really great contact for tomorrow. So got to get back to the office, got to get back to the desk. Hope you guys, wherever you are having a fantastic Tuesday. Let us know if there is anything we can help with your real estate interests. And hopefully we are looking to close 3 more deals in the next 2 weeks. So we will be tracking towards that target, hopefully, and making some really, really good progress towards hitting $60 million this year. If we can get the $7 million agreed as well, that will really, really help. But any feedback that you guys think we could do better on, let us know. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Hi everyone, it's Ed Hutchinson here for Hutchinson Johnstone, and I always say everyone at the start. I really, really need to stop doing that. Anyway, it's Wednesday. It is a beautiful, beautiful sunny day in Beverly Hills and Los Angeles today. The sky is completely clear, not a cloud in sight. And actually, I'm standing outside of our office on Wilshire Boulevard right now. And I think it may have just been our last weekly meeting that we've just had here. So we're moving around. We're getting a new office on Rodeo Drive, which we're really, really excited about. And I believe we'll be moving there next Friday. We're kind of starting the move on Tuesday next week. So it will be kind of a slow progress getting over there and then getting ourselves settled and in there. So hopefully you guys follow our story on Instagram and you'll see how excited we are and where we are sort of ended up. And come and visit us if you are in Rodeo Drive at any time. Anyway, so it's a little bit emotional. May have a meeting here next week, but it's sounding like that is unlikely. Still going back and forth with an offer that we have for a client in San Francisco at the moment. I think we're getting very, very close. We kind of have agreed terms. Our clients would like to be there during the inspection period, and obviously it's a 30-day escrow. They're actually got summer plans, so we're trying to see if we can arrange that for next Monday, which is a little bit hit and miss, but we are trying to see whether that is agreeable and we can get that done. So I'll keep you updated there, and in which case I'll be getting on a plane on Monday morning, flying to San Francisco, doing inspections and coming back Monday night, which will be awesome. I'm really quite excited for that. I think it's quite a good step in the right direction of becoming an international broker and someone who is kind of doing deals across the US and not just in our core markets in LA. But let me know if any of you guys have experience one way or the other with trying to achieve that, whether it's something you think is worthwhile or you think actually it's a better thing just to focus on your market, dominate that first, and then spread out once you've built that reputation. Something we've been thinking about quite a lot. Anyway, I've actually got a lunch meeting with a friend of ours, who actually is the uncle of one of my sister's friends who I met when I first moved out here. Really, really awesome guys. I'm very, very excited to sit down and just have a catch up with him. And then actually got quite a lot to get on with this afternoon, hopefully getting this deal agreed and into escrow. But we'll keep you guys updated there. We've got a couple more closing, one closing next week and one closing the week after that. So again, more exciting things to get excited about. I just need to make sure that we keep the business coming in. And actually, we're talking with a referral group at the moment, and we'll let you know how that goes. Sounds to me actually like it's quite an exciting opportunity where we would become a referral partner in LA and we would have access to refer out other clients across the US as well. So we'll keep you updated there, but let me know if you've had any experience with that as well. Hope you guys are good. Be back tomorrow with another update, and actually going for a surf tomorrow morning, which I haven't done in like 4 days, so need to get back in the water. Hey everyone, welcome to Hutchinson Johnson's Anchor Channel. It is Thursday. Had a really great morning this morning. Was going back and forward just on some counter terms yesterday, last night. Woke up and had received that counter from a property that we're representing a client for to purchase in San Francisco. Obviously, it's not our usual market, but we are licensed in California, which means obviously we can represent anyone purchasing anything in terms of property in California. So looks like we're actually going to get that agreed today. Got it out for counters, which will be awesome. We'll get that signed up over to the other side and then hopefully open escrow this afternoon, and then actually already have inspections lined up for Monday. So very, very excited just to get all of that rounded up, and then we'll get on a flight to San Francisco on Monday to go and be there for those inspections and see the property for the first time, which is very rare that we're actually agreeing a deal on a property that we haven't actually seen in person and only seen the details etc. on the property. So I hope you guys are good wherever you are. We had a beautiful, it's actually a beautiful day now in Beverly Hills. Sun is out and it's very warm. But actually I woke up this morning, met my brother-in-law to walk him through a property that we manage, because he's going to be taking over some of the responsibilities of that as my schedule gets more and more filled up with residential property sales. So that was great to kind of meet him. He was actually going to go surfing with me this morning, but unfortunately was called into work to cover someone else's shift. So skated to the beach. It was very, very overcast and quite cloudy this morning, but there were some beautiful dolphins out, just kind of swimming really close to where we were, which I always just love, even though I don't actually get much out of it. It kind of is that feeling of just being close to nature and forgetting about all your troubles and worries and just sitting there bobbing up and down in the ocean. It was very sort of calm in the water, not too many people out. I had my nice 9-foot longboard, so caught quite a few waves on that with my GoPro, recorded it. And so we posted some of that content on our Instagram stories and actually on our Instagram feed as well. So go and check that if you would like to see how the waves were this morning at Venice Beach. Anyway, Instagram TV was released yesterday. Really quite excited about the future of that and how we can use it within our community to kind of get some interesting content out there. Met with some editors over the last couple of days. So that could be really, really exciting to kind of get that something in terms of a 15 minute to an hour video, so you guys can actually sort of see a bit more than that sort of 15 second clip, or broken up into 15 second clips that we normally do. I posted a couple of our listing videos up there, as well as a collaboration that we arranged with Skatey Swimwear and A&R Signature Collection, who build some amazing homes in Bel Air. So I hope you guys enjoy that, but let us know and give us feedback as always, and I will be back tomorrow with another update and our weekly Q&A at 10:30 a.m. So set the alarm and be there, because it's going to be a good one. Speak to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.